flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I think where Darius needs the most credit isn't outside of Cleveland, it's in Cleveland. And I think last night highlights that. And I'm kind of relieved that you've kind of been like, yeah, I wasn't really that upset about it. And some of it really was just the flukishness of the game.
Listen, I'm as surprised as you are that this is my take, but that's how I felt after the game. And I just got to tell you how I feel. I mean, I hyped up the game in and of itself. But Garland was not the problem in that game, and Garland helped erase the 19-0 deficit. And like I you shouldn't have been in that spot to begin with anyway. No, he's a 90% free throw shooter. It's okay.
And yeah, those are the two free throws he's missed within I think the final 3 minutes of a game this year at all. So
but the weird part was he missed 5 in total yesterday. That was the weird part. You don't see that typically happen. And that, for such a good free throw shooter,
that actually kind of does lean into the fact that you know we had Sloppy Joe call earlier. And say,
I still call him Sleepy, but that's neither here nor there.
Sleepy, sloppy, slippy, whatever.
Slippy.
definitely not one of the Seven Dwarfs, though. However, I do think, like, I think it kind of ties into the fact that maybe he was tired. But that's a legitimate defense of him. We're at that part. I mean, what's so funny about the referees and they were awful last night all around.
But, yeah, I mean, Şengün basically murdered him, but that's fine. That's either here nor there.
But did Jared Allen push off Şengün? Now has has replaced the whichever tallest Wagner twin in Hartenstein as like the most disliked EuroLeague player by Cavs fans.
Well,
after
that
last
Rockets
night,
team is, they're very dirty, Nick.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Across the board. They're a very dirty
team. Tell me you didn't want Steven Adams on this team. Tell me after watching him last night, you weren't thinking to yourself, man, I'd love to have him play 20 minutes a night and just give people the business.
If I was casting a movie and I needed a villain and a bad guy, he's my pick.
What's wild about this is Jalen Green, also a little bit of a dirty player. That would mean we have to side with Cade Cunningham and their weird forever feud, which I refuse to do because that dude's also weird. Yeah.
Jalen Green, one spot ahead of Evan Mobley.
Yeah. Well, I still think we made the right decision. I think we all agree on that one. Yes.
Oh, no. I think they made the wrong decision. Yes. That's all I'm saying there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. They chose first. But what's lost in all of this is Cavs are not playing well. They're not. And some of that is health. Some of that, I think, is we're just in the doldrums of January. And I know I've said this previously to, you know, after the Thunder loss, like this is the time of year where when these struggles happen, what Donovan said about Darius is most right. Yeah, this is when you want it to happen. This is when if you were really charging hard the first 37 games, if you're going to have a dip, this is the time. The problem is it's also coinciding with a lack of health, and I think that's just disrupting their rhythm and the love fest.
Yeah, I mean, they were one of the healthiest teams in all the NBA, while they were also going through the weakest schedule in the NBA as well. So there's a lot of coincidences there that obviously aren't great if we move forward in the next month or so. What's going on with Mobley? Can we figure that out? I know they say a calf injury. I feel like there's something more that we just don't know about and they're not alluding to. They're so vague. I hate how vague the Cavs are when it comes to their injuries.
It's every team in town now.
I just hate it.
And here's the other thing.
How can he be gone for three games and we get like calf strain is the issue and that's it?
Can we just stop? Can we stop having calf strains? Because every time I think of it, I think of KD and Clay in 2018 or 2019, and it just makes me uneven. His upper lower leg. Say something really contradictory.
His upper, lower
leg. Yeah. Because it's not his upper leg because
can't be the lower leg.
It's not his lower leg because that's the Achilles. Like, you know, the midsection of the leg.
That would accomplish extreme vagueness that they seem like they're headed towards anytime they talk about this injury.
But I'm glad that we have come out as Darius defenders, although even great misses. I don't know about that there, Donovan. Allison and Westlake, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Real good. I'm on my way to work. I just wanted to call and comment and say, first of all, I think this Cavs season has been incredible. They are so much fun to watch, and they are having fun. Fans are having fun, and Garland missed baskets aren't even anything to think about. You know, they're human. Basketball players are human. People have off nights, tired. They travel a lot. I don't think that it's even anything to think about. It's sad to win a game. Especially by one point, I hate those kind of games because you're so close to winning and then you lose. I think Mobley is a little more concerning to me. I'd like to know what's going on with him. But anyways, I think they're doing great. I've been having a ball. I hope it continues.
Allison, great stuff.
Thank you, Allison.
Enjoy your day at work.
Other comment on last night?
Yeah.
A little too much Tristan Thompson for my liking.
That's why you need Steven Adams.
There was a lot of Tristan Thompson in that first quarter into the second quarter. A lot of Tristan Thompson.
Have I finally gotten you on the Dayron Sharp train?
No, I have a new name for you.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it just another iteration of Dayron Sharp? Because I'll be a little offended.
Larry Nance Jr., bring him back. Bring him home.
I don't think he can play anymore.
Bring him home.
Come on.
Bring him home.
He's Tristan.
Bring him home.
He's Tristan.
I can't watch him play basketball anymore.
No one should.
I think he got 13 minutes last night.
I think Larry Nance Jr. is the same guy. I'd rather a young guy.
I watched as they went. It was like a 7-minute stretch with TT on the floor, and I was like, This is too much.
Did you just want to corner the market for like 215-pound, 6'10" guys?
Can I do
that? Is that what we're doing?
Can we corner that market?
Like, what's the Cavs' big profile? Slender Man. Okay, no. All right. Just give me one fat big guy, right?
You want
give
a fat big guy?
Well, I mean, De'Ron Sharpe isn't fat, but yeah, he's got a little.
It's hard to be Zion where you get fat and that big.
No.
It's hard.
That's a fat wing.
How much cardio
Nobody wants a fat wing.
How much cardio they do, though? I think it's impressive almost when you get to be that big when you're that tall.
I think maybe what De'Ron Sharpe's need is maybe Mariah Mills can help him out there. Wolf in Cleveland, welcome to the show. She helps Zion.
Doing, guys?
Doing well, buddy. What you got for us?
Wolf.
Great. Hey, I hate the guys bad-mouthing Darius Garland. Remember, he came in as Robin to Colin Sexton, and he has shown so much improvement after improvement after improvement. The man is gorgeous. And when he goes and bring our game up like he's been doing, I cannot let one night make me think otherwise about him.
All right, Wolf, we appreciate you, buddy. He is gorgeous. Good for Darius.
That's I agree.
Good. That's
Cavs.
A good blow-up right there.
Well, he's not on Jax's phone screener for nothing, right?
That's true.
His background.
And here's the thing. If we had said, no, he's not, I mean, what kind of heels would we be? He's a great basketball player, deserves more credit, and you know what? Hella attractive as well. Good on you there, Darius.
Colin Sexton might be on the move, by the way. That's some of the rumors. Not to us, but just in general. An NBA trade. He's one of those players I still like to keep my eyes on. I like to still... It's not that I like to remember the Colin Sexton days. We put that in the rearview mirror. But I do like to follow Sexton still.
I have not Colin Sexton. I have not thought about him for 1 second. Unless Utah's playing us, I've not thought of him for 1 second. He has done nothing in Utah that has ever interested me.
Yeah, I bet you loved the Sexland thing, though. Did you not?
Well, of course. Yeah, who am I?
Who didn't?
Yeah, but I thought more about Lauri Markkanen than I have Sexland or...
Well, that's the obvious one that got away.
The good one.
Yeah, that's the obvious.
What about the guy that just puts up great stats on a bad team? What about that one? Deion Shador in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan, coming up in just about 6 minutes on The Fan.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.